Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports on a Sunday Morning from the Stiefel Sports Studio. It is great to be along with you. Let's take a listen to this.
Whoa, 12 on the shot clock. Back to Robbie. Bang, you got another one. Oh, Robbie Avila.
The movement, Remmer, the movement.
Five players touched it.
Five-man basketball, Remmer.
Timeout, St. Joe's.
Get on your feet.
Timeout, St. Joe's. This is the crowd.
Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. with the call. Inject that call into my veins. I love that stuff. This is our Billiken Report. It's sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. The head coach of the Billikens is Josh Schertz. I heard them play that for you on the postgame show after your win over St. Joseph's. What a fun call. What a fun moment that was for the Billikens.
Yeah, great possession. Even better call. There's a lot of cool things about St. Louis basketball. I don't know if there's anything cooler than having Rammer and Earl calling the games, and just how knowledgeable they are, how passionate they are, and reason both guys are Hall of Famers. They're just incredible to deal with, and like I said, their passion, their knowledge is incredible.
There is no doubt. I mean, I've learned so much from Bob Ramsey through the years, listening to him call games here on KMOX and beyond. And Earl Austin Jr. is also, as you mentioned, a Hall of Famer, a Missouri Sports Hall of Famer. He's in every gym. He's been in every gym in this city times 100. And he knows basketball inside and out. And to hear his enthusiasm about your play right there and your offense, that's just a little bit of what we're going to see down the road, I think. You are starting to click there. That is Indiana State 2023-24 basketball right there, and you've carried it into St. Louis.
Yeah, we're starting to. I think, look, anybody who, really enjoys basketball, I think whether you're a fan or media, they appreciate guys playing exceptionally hard and guys playing together on both ends of the floor. And when you're playing as hard as you can, and guys are leaving it out there, and guys are doing it as a team, that excites anybody who loves basketball and loves sports. So that was cool to see. But we're making progress. I think we're understanding on both ends of the floor. The level of togetherness needed, how we want to play, our identity, what it needs to be, not just offensively, but defensively. And so sometimes those things, I think I said it a while back, sometimes it happens early. Sometimes it happens later on in the year, middle of the year. And sometimes, it never happens for teams. So we're turning it on in terms of, understanding who we are, our function, how we want to play on both ends. Now we just got to keep going to work and getting better, because this league gives you no respite. So it's, you just got to get ready for the next one, and we got to stay humble and continue to improve on a daily basis, but certainly a lot of progress here the last couple weeks.
Nothing creates energy like good defense, and there's no doubt about it that you've been playing that a lot better. When your style, when your team is playing its very best defensively, what does that look like? What do you preach to your team? What do you want to see?
Well, I think, it's funny, because we always, even in Indiana State, everybody talked about our offense, but, we were the number one defense in the Missouri Valley last year. And the year before, we were number two going in the final two games and wound up finishing fourth. And going back to my time at LMU, it's impossible to be good offensively if you're bad defensively, I think. Because your ability to turn people over, your ability to get stops and run and get cross matches, and everything's predicated on your ability to do it on the defensive end at a high level. So I'll start with that. But defense, to me, when you're looking at it, it's we talk a lot about invisible plays, right? Like, so much of defense is subtlety and nuance that, fans and media, aren't going to give a whole lot of attention to, but it's what drives winning and what drives great defense. So, playing with unbelievable, energy, the effort and physicality required, and how connected you are. Defense is about flying around, covering for each other, communicating at a high level. You know, it's all those things put together, but a lot of it goes unnoticed because no one's going to be like, man, you know, your ball pressure was unbelievable tonight. That really drove the game. Or your ability to cancel a ball screen or getting back below the ball in transition and into your shrink spots and loading the ball and keeping them out of transition or rotation box out. So I could go over 100 things that probably for most fans escape and they don't get any box score validation. But all those things are the invisible plays that drive winning. And, you know, and to do that, you got to have guys that are committed to winning and guys that are committed to team success. And that's got to be super important because you're not going to get that love from, you know, outside. It's all internal in terms of what it does to drive winning.
You know, I was reading about your game and I watched, I was at the Herman Trophy banquet. So I actually heard that call that I just played earlier live on my drive home. I'm like, oh baby, I got to turn on ESPN2. I want to see this for myself. Crowd looked good. Uniforms look good. You know, the basketball looks good and all that stuff. But you know, you look at the big picture of this thing and you see that you have starters that are grinding it out. They are working. And, you know, I know a lot of people, I was reading about the St. Joseph's game and some people were pointing to the bench minutes and the depth. Mm-hmm. I remember your teams at Indiana State not going much deeper than 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. You found the right combination right now. And also you've dealt with some health issues on your team. Have you found what you like right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, look, it's funny, you know, everybody worries about, I think that's one of the more overrated things is, you know, is how much, you know, how many minutes guys are playing. I mean, there's a lot of different variances, of course, on a team. You know, my job is to win the game in front of me. You know, I'm not thinking about, you know, 10 games from now or you know, what's going to happen a year from now or 2 years from now or whatever. Like, you know, I get paid to win the game in front of me and do what I think is best to help drive winning for that team. And so, you know, I'd love to have, you know, I do think our starting five has kind of formed itself and those guys are playing at a high level right now. You know, they're each kind of understanding their function and they're each bringing and adding value to winning and impacting winning in significant ways. We got to have, and I'd like to have better bench performance. Last year, we played 6 guys mainly, Bledson being the 6th, and he was 6th man of the year in the league. And our benches, you know, a lot of it has just been, you know, Kellen, who was a starter and one of our best players first 4 games, you know, we obviously starting on November 25th, really has had very limited game practice time because of the cramping, then the hip flexor. So much like, you know, people think, okay, he's back, he's going to be back to himself. Well, you know, he's not. And it does take a while. It's just like it's taken Robbie a while to come back from, you know, from a couple months out. And Robbie's just now, to me, looking like, you know, what he was last year and a better version of that. You know, I think we got to find it with some of these young guys. You know, Max Bacar, Amari McCautry, you know, Killian Brokoff, you know, Dylan Warlick, these young guys. We have to get some of them stepping up and playing well enough to be able to absorb minutes. Because when you go into a game like we did against St. Joe's, you know, our bench, they didn't play many minutes, which is true. I think they played, you know, maybe 20 minutes combined, but they were also a combined minus 26. So, you know, you got to, you know, if you come in as a bench guy, you don't have to move the needle, but the needle has to at least stay neutral. And you got to defend and you got to rebound. You got to take care of the ball. And then the rest of it comes when you do those things. And, you know, we got some young guys that are figuring it out, the level, the physicality. But certainly we're not going to just rest guys to rest guys. And it's my job to make sure that if we have to, that those guys are in condition to play, you know, 40 minutes and the output of, you know, Isaiah and Gibson and Kobe and Kalu and Robbie in terms of what they're doing really on both ends of the floor for a lot of those guys is remarkable. But certainly it's also my job to try to develop some bench depth, and I've got to do that. And hopefully Kellen, as he, you know, gets back and kind of gets his legs under him and we address this cramping deal. I think the hip flexor, he looks okay. It's just he's rusty out of rhythm, but Kellen certainly would be a guy that's capable of playing major minutes for us, whether that's as a starter or off the bench.
One more thing before we go, because we have a weather update coming here at 10:45. It has been, as you know, a very stormy day here in St. Louis. But two things coming. One, Monday night, your first coach's show at Humphreys. That's going to be a blast with you and Bob Ramsey. And then secondly, a huge game on Wednesday against St. Bonaventure. Just huge. I mean, your schedule has been challenging to start here, going back and forth. Now you get a monster game against a team that is, so far, the cream of the crop in the A-10.
Yeah, looking forward to the coaches' show with Rammer. Should be a lot of fun, and hopefully get to see a bunch of Billikens out there and fans out there, and certainly tuned in. And then, yeah, St. Bonaventure, 14-1. I think they've won 8 or 9 in a row at the moment. Big home win over VCU, went to Fordham, took care of business. This league is a monster. You can't pick your head up at all. You just put your head down, you prepare as well as you can, you go out, and then you try to compete and attack it and stack possession by possession, and then learn from it, grow from it, and then get ready for your next one. Anytime you pick your head up and look around, you're going to get beat. We have a monster one, like you said, on Wednesday, and then it gets no easier. We fly out and we play, VCU, who's one of the best teams in the country, and at Richmond, who's also undefeated in the league. So it's one after another. We just got to keep our heads down, keep working, keep getting better, and then attack these challenges and do it as a team.
I'm just getting word that the coaches show has been canceled, and it's probably a smart move because of the weather. I just got word from your staff on that. So the coaches show canceled, but that game certainly not. It's going to be a big one on Wednesday when SLU takes on St. Bonaventure. Pack that place at Chaffetz Arena, folks. There's nothing like a great college basketball atmosphere, and you could feel it coming out of the radio, coming out of the television, that St. Louis is the place to be. So congratulations on the two A-10 wins flying out of the gate against Fordham and St. Joseph's. Good luck against St. Bonaventure. We appreciate you joining us on KMOX very much.
Thanks for having me on, Tom. We'll talk soon. Take care, everybody. Be safe out there.
Be well. There's Josh Schertz, the head coach of the Billikens. Billiken Report, sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. Now